Hello and welcome to Talk About English, coming to you from the BBC World Service at Bush House in London. I'm Jackie Dalton, and in this week's programme, as the end of Ramadan approaches, we find out what it's like to take part in this period of fasting and abstinence.
Frankly, if I manage a whole day at the office without food or caffeine, or indeed punching someone, then surely heavenly rewards and forgiveness will be mine.
And our listener this week has a message for us from Morocco.
People cannot live without love because it's the only thing that makes them together and creates a strong relation.
That's all coming up in Talk About English. And today I'm joined by our resident language expert, Callum Robertson.
Hello, Jackie.
And Khalid Abdullah of the Islamic World team at BBC Learning English. Hello, Khalid. Thank you for joining us. Could you start by telling us what Ramadan actually is for those people who don't know?
Okay, Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam, and these are faith, prayer, zakat, which is basically distribution of wealth between wealthy to poor people, Ramadan, the fourth, and pilgrimage, which is Hajj, going to Mecca. Basically, it is the month where Prophet Muhammad started receiving the Quran from God. And it's the month where all the Muslims take it as a time to practice self-restraint, purify the body and the soul, and focus on worshipping God by fasting.
Okay, interesting language there. Callum, could you just explain for us what self-restraint is?
Well, self-restraint is controlling yourself and not doing things on impulse and just thinking carefully about what you're doing and behaving in a good way.
We're coming to the end of Ramadan for this year.
Yes, right, yeah.
But it does change every year, doesn't it? It's a slightly different date. How does this work?
It does. It's actually quite interesting because in Islam, there is the calendar depends on the lunar system. So basically, every year, Ramadan comes forward about 11 days. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the 9 month of the Islamic calendar. And what happens, which is quite interesting, and people always get excited about it, the day before Ramadan is supposed to start, after sunset, people look at the sky at night and try and sight the crescent, which is in Arabic hilal, a crescent shape, in the moon. And if they see the crescent, then basically they announce and confirm that the following day is at the beginning of Ramadan.
Okay, and did you see the crescent this year?
Not me, because I'm in London and it's always foggy, so you can't see
nothing. So you can't see the sky.
Exactly, we wait for people in Saudi or Egypt or Sudan to tell us.
Well, it's time now for our first word fact.
Word facts.
Let's start with our first Ramadan-related phrase, to fast. This verb means to eat little or no food over a certain period of time, often for religious reasons.
Muslims are expected to fast during Ramadan.
I can't eat that, I'm fasting.
It can be a noun too.
The fast will begin tomorrow.
A fast is a good way to make you stop and think about all the things that are important in life.
The word breakfast is related to the word fast. Breakfast literally means to break a fast, to start eating again after a period without food. In this case, because you've usually been sleeping.
And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
Khalid, is fasting an important part of Ramadan?
Absolutely. Ramadan is not just about fasting and refraining from food and drink. You know, there are quite a few other things involved in the month. But it is the centre of Ramadan. The fact that you wake up in the morning and stop eating and drinking between sunset and sunrise. It's the focus of the fasting month.
Okay, so dawn till dusk, that's from morning till evening.
Absolutely.
When there's daylight. And presumably that must mean, though, that in the summer it might be longer than in the winter, so you have to hold off for longer.
Absolutely. We've been thinking about it, me and my friends here, before Ramadan started, because a couple of years ago or 3 years ago, when we did the fasting in London, we used to break it at 3, but now it's becoming towards the summer, so we break fast at 7:30.
Right.
So, yeah, it gets a bit longer when it comes into the summer months. Yeah, absolutely.
And to actually fast, is there anyone who's exempt from it, which means that they don't have to fast?
Yes. Basically, any Muslim who's an adult should be fasting. However, there are people who are exempt from it. So you're looking at people who are sick, who sort of need medicine during the day. They can't fast and refrain from food and drink, so they are allowed to not fast. You're looking at people who are old, who need liquids and food as well. And also, it's quite flexible in other areas as well. So even if you are capable and you're not sick, but for example, if you're traveling a long distance, and because traveling is quite hard and requires a lot of attention and its pressure and those things. So also in that case, you're allowed not to fast. So it varies, really. Quite a few people with different reasons cannot fast, really.
Well, in a moment, Khalid, we're going to talk more about your own experiences of fasting and other things and how all that's going. But first, broadcaster Yasmin Khan, a Muslim in Britain, reflects on the challenges of Ramadan. Now, as you listen to her, try to answer this question. How does she feel at the beginning of the day?
So here we go again. I'm fasting. 30 days of not eating or drinking between the hours of sunrise and sunset. And 30 days of doing good deeds and thinking good thoughts and generally being a better person. Frankly, if I manage a whole day at the office without food or caffeine and without swearing or indeed punching someone, then surely heavenly rewards and forgiveness will be mine. But one day at a time. And right now, I feel fine. I can do this. It's not difficult. I got up to eat before dawn this morning, just like I'm supposed to, and now I have to last until 7:30 p.m.
So the answer to that question, how does she feel at the beginning of the day? Callum, did you get the answer to that?
Well, yes, she's feeling quite, she feels quite positive and confident that she'll be able to fast and do her good deeds.
Good deeds. What do we mean by good deeds?
Well, good deeds are good things, good tasks, things you might do to help somebody do something.
Mm-hmm. And is that also an important part of Ramadan, Khalid, doing good deeds?
Absolutely. Effectively, that's what Ramadan is all about. And she is actually spot on when she mentioned the good deeds. I mean, it does encourage people to be positive, to help each other. For example, you reach out for people around you. So if you've got a family or friends that you haven't spoken to for a long time, then you phone them up or you pay them a visit. It's also time to mend problems and try and settle disputes between family and what have you. So it's the center of the fasting. It's all about good deeds. It's all about being positive. It's all about trying to build a stronger community.
And in that clip we heard from Yasmin there, she talked about how it might be actually quite difficult to be so nice to people when she's not eating much, because she might get sort of angry and frustrated and can't have coffee and things like that. Do you feel any of that yourself when you're...
Yeah. every single minute of every single hour during the day. But that's the whole point. It's all about restraint. It's all about training yourself to be positive. It's all about training yourself to be nice, although extreme conditions, i.e. you're not eating, you're not drinking water and what have you, which is quite difficult, understandably. But the fact that you train yourself to be positive with those circumstances, speaks for itself.
And do you think you've done well so far?
I think so, yeah, apart from one or two occasions where I was a little bit upset.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not going to go into
that. I've never
that.
Seen you angry anyway. We're going to hear more now about how Yasmin's day progresses. And one word that's going to come up in this next clip is Asani. I've just had Asani. Callum, can you explain what it is?
Certainly. Asani is very simply, it's a short form of the word a sandwich, an informal, colloquial way of saying a sandwich, Asani.
She's also going to say that lunchtime can be a bit of an ordeal. What's an ordeal?
Yeah, if something's an ordeal, it means it's a very hard experience. It's something that's difficult to do. That's an ordeal.
OK, well, let's hear from Yasmin now. As you listen, try to answer this question. Why does she find lunchtime such an ordeal?
Oh, no. Lunchtime. I forgot about that little ordeal. Time was you could have sat at your desk and avoided any sight or smell of lunch. But now, of course, because we want to look like super-efficient little workers, everyone has lunch at their desk. And every Ramadan, it's my desk that seems to be the lunch destination of choice for the curious non-Muslim colleague. In fact, oh no, here comes Steve Simmons from accounts. That's the last thing a girl needs when she's fasting. And he's stuffing his face. Hi, Steve. Yes, yes, it's Ramadan again. Yes, that's right. No food or drink during the day. No, no, not even water. No, you get used to it. Yeah, yeah, I'm a bit tired, but I'm all right otherwise. Yeah, it can be tricky around food, but to be honest, you just try to block it out. No, no, I'm glad you're fascinated. Please, ask away. Oh, Steve, you've dropped a bit of your sarnie on my desk. No, you're okay. I don't want it. No, never heard that one before.
Callum, did you get the answer to that? Why is lunchtime such an ordeal for her?
Well, it's such an ordeal, such a difficult time for her because lots of people, they come to her desk to eat and they're eating, but she can't.
And she says one man comes up to her stuffing his face.
Yes.
That's an interesting expression. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's not a very polite way to say that somebody is eating a lot and putting a lot of food into their mouth. So they're stuffing his face.
Well, let's go back to Yasmin's day now and moving on to mid-afternoon. She's going to talk about having a snack attack.
Yes, a snack attack. A snack is a small meal, something you might eat between a main meal, like a biscuit, a small piece of cake or some crisps, something like that. And a snack attack is a period in between meals when you feel like, ooh, I just need to have something to eat.
Usually about 3 o'clock or something. We'll also hear the word doddle.
Yes, the word doddle is it's a nice little word and it means that something's simple. It's a doddle. It's a doddle means it's really simple to do. And you might think it's something simple to do.
So as we hear Yasmin again, listen out for those words. Snack attack and doddle.
Oh, what time is it? 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I mean 3 o'clock. And it's around now that I normally have that little snack attack. Who was I to say that this was a doddle? I'm so tired and my head is thumping from caffeine withdrawal. I need tea and I need it now. Oh dear, guilt has washed over me and suddenly I realise how stupid I'm being. There's nothing quite like fasting to make you feel grateful. While millions starve, we get through mountains of food. I feel sick as I think of the amount that I throw out every week that goes off in my fridge because I don't get round to eating it. All that waste.
Khaled, have you suffered any snack attacks lately?
Can you have a caffeine attack? Or is it just a snack attack?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I do suffer them daily, actually, because I'm a big coffee drinker. So, I get them every single day. Absolutely.
Right. Well, let's listen now to the end of Yasmin's account and this time answer this question. What does Yasmin realise as she's deciding what to have for dinner?
Well, last couple of hours and I'm on my way home now. Now, what do I want for dinner? I could have anything. Fresh fruit, pizza, roast chicken, marmalade, sweeties, anything. But you know what? I'm just not that hungry.
Well, Yasmin realises she's actually not that hungry after all. Time for our next word facts now.
Word facts.
Well, now we're going to look at another word which often comes up when we talk about Ramadan, and that's abstinence. Abstinence is the practice of not having something that you enjoy, often for health or religious reasons. For example, it could involve not having chocolate, cigarettes, or sex. We use it with from.
Abstinence is an important part of Ramadan.
Abstinence from sex before marriage is an important part of my religion.
The verb form is to abstain.
Pilots must abstain from alcohol 24 hours before they start work.
He says he will abstain from sex before marriage.
And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
And now for our caller of the week, who's a listener from Morocco. Who am I speaking to today?
My name is Fatem Zara, and I am 20 years old. I am from Safi.
Do you take part in Ramadan?
Yes.
Can you describe to me what it feels like for you?
I feel good, and for me it's a good month, because in it we get closer from our God.
Okay, so you feel it's a good month because you feel closer to God.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult sometimes to keep up with the fast and all those kinds of things?
Not really. At the first days, we find it difficult. But we find it better.
The first days are a bit difficult, but once you get used to it, it's okay.
Yes.
And Fatty, I think you've come up with a favourite phrase for us as well, or a favourite word in English. Can you tell us what it is?
Favourite word is love. For me, it's love.
Love. Why is that then?
People cannot live without love, because it's the only thing that makes them together and creates a strong relation.
Fatty, that's very nice. Thank you ever so much for joining us.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's a nice favourite word from Fatty for this programme, love. As she says, people can't live without love. It's the only thing that keeps everyone together. Do you have a favourite word in English, Khaled?
I think forgiveness, just to go with the theme of Ramadan, because I think it's one of those words easier said than done. But if people really practice it and exercise it, then, you know, it holds the key to peace and happiness. So that's my favourite word.
Very nice. Callum, do you have a favourite word?
Chocolate. I'm in the context of this programme, perhaps it's not the best word, but yeah, at the moment, yes.
Fair enough. Time for our last word facts.
Word facts. As well as fasting and other forms of abstinence during Ramadan, Muslims are expected to pray. To pray means to speak to God in order to ask for help or give thanks.
I pray every night before I sleep.
He prays for peace.
To pray is an act of worship. Worship is a term we often hear in religious contexts. It means to do something which shows respect and love of God.
They bowed their head in worship.
The ceremony will take place in a place of worship.
In everyday situations, to worship someone can mean to really admire them.
Who worships his big brother?
I think she's the most popular girl in the school. Everyone seems to worship her.
To worship and to pray are both signs of faith. Faith, a belief or trust in God.
I have faith in God.
She has deep religious faith.
In non-religious contexts, the word faith can simply mean trust in someone or something.
I still have faith in her. I know she can do it.
The public has lost faith in the government.
And that's all for today's Word Facts.
And that's a fact. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
Just a bit of time left now for some of your comments that you've been sending in to us about Ramadan. We had one from Nahid in Pakistan who says, I've been observing Ramadan and now we're approaching its end and in a couple of days we'll celebrate Eid. Khaled, can you explain what that is?
Eid is the basically festival of breaking the fast, and it's 3 days and it follows Ramadan. And people celebrate breaking the fast by getting together, going out, visiting family, buying gifts, especially for the children and young. And basically, really, a time of sharing and commitment to community.
And eating?
And eating and drinking, obviously. Coffee.
Drinking coffee again. Well, that bell means it's the end of the programme, almost, apart from our 60-second recap.
60-second recap.
What verb means to go for a period of time without eating, usually for health or religious reasons?
To fast. To fast.
What verb, beginning with A, means to not do something that you usually enjoy doing?
To abstain. To abstain.
And what is the noun form of to abstain?
Abstinence. Abstinence.
And what word with W means to really admire someone or something?
To worship. To worship.
Well, that's all for the programme this week. And remember, you can now subscribe to a podcast of Talk About English. For more details, check out the webcast webpage, which is also the place to find out more about the language of today's programme and, of course, to send us your comments. Khalid and Callum, thank you very much for joining us today, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Pleasure.
Goodbye.